Very, very good morning to you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you about whatever it is that you'd like to talk about. Let me remind you that the time now is 42 minutes past four. And the number to call us on is 021-446-0567. You can send your SMSs to 31567. Dare I ask the question once again then? Did you know that placing a thumbs up, a smiley face, bottle of champagne, dancing figures, or any other emoticon which creates an impression of positivity, acceptance, or agreement in the mind of the receiver might actually result in conclusion of a legal contract? I laugh, but this is so serious. Joining me on the line this morning is Johannes du Plessis, legal advisor at RBS Risk Benefit Solutions. A very good morning, Johannes. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm absolutely fine, but also I have this smirk on my face because I'm chuckling and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we wake up and we do things thinking that, you know what, we're taking it easy and we don't take note of how serious it can be. But then we get individuals like you that say, hey, hold up. Did you know that sending a simply emoji could actually land you in trouble? But is this true, Johannes?
Yes, it actually carries a legal risk, including seemingly innocent emojis and emoticons like smiley faces in an instant message, SMS or email could potentially lead to you actually being bound by a contract and then held liable for damages, because many individuals negotiate lease agreements with landlords and agents, and or they make purchase and sale agreements with sellers that are found in newspapers and the website are classified. So the formula for a contract is actually an offer and acceptance, and it's that acceptance element that carries the risk for consumers. So the contract is then regarded as having been concluded as soon as the person who had made the offer is informed of the acceptance, and that acceptance can be very widely interpreted. So according to case law, if you create an impression of positivity, acceptance, or agreement in the mind of the person who had made the offer, then the contract is actually deemed to be concluded. And if you place a thumbs up, smiley face, bottle of champagne, even an emoticon like a sunshine, rainbow, heart, or any other emoticon which creates the impression of positivity, acceptance, or agreement in the mind of the receiver, then you can actually be bound by the contract and be held liable for damages in terms of that contract.
Ladies and gentlemen, 45 minutes past four. Good morning to you. We're talking about the possibility of landing yourself in trouble by using simply emoticons or emojis. And joining us on the line is Johannes du Plessis, legal advisor at RBS, which is Risk Benefit Solutions. Johannes, though, I mean, okay, we've got the case law. Has there ever been any actual, you know, cases? Are there any examples of such that we've seen in South Africa?
Yes, in one case, during lease negotiations, an instant message user sent a smiley face and a bottle of champagne to a landlord who was advertising a property to rent, and as a result, the landlord removed his online advertisement for that property. And the court actually stated that these emoticons conveyed to the landlord that everything was in order for the conclusion of that lease agreement, and that this message was therefore misleading. And the court ordered the sender of that emoji to compensate the landlord for loss of prospective rental income. And in another case, the courts found that an SMS constituted an acceptance of an offer of employment. And as such, a valid contract of employment was concluded. Therefore, if you are negotiating an employment contract per SMS or instant message and create the impression of positivity or even acceptance, then you can be held liable for the employer's loss of income or revenue if you then don't show up for that job.
This is scary. This is because Johannes, it's amazing how easily we use these emoticons and how, you know, so, and it's just a question of you just not even agreeing to any contract. You're simply saying that you're acknowledging that I hear you. Now, in terms of these, though, cases that you've just mentioned, I don't know, what sort of defense would one have Would it be a question of, listen, I was just confirming, oh, sorry, I was just confirming that I heard what you were saying. What would be the defense for one that is up against a case like this?
The defense should be then that you take the mindset of a reasonable person and you argue that a reasonable person would not have perceived this emoticon or smiley face to be an acceptance. But on the other hand, if somebody is making an offer and you send a thumbs up emoticon, that might be very much perceived by a reasonable person as an acceptance to that offer.
And just lastly, though, Johannes, as we say good morning and thank you to you so much. I mean, talking to you, you've been through this. You are an experienced man as a legal advisor at RBS. What sort of advice would you give to our listeners this morning?
Well, consumers should guard against the risk of liability for damages, and that they should just be careful of the emoticons that they send at specific times during these types of negotiations. And they can take out insurance policies. The insurance policies differ from insurance insurer to insurer, so consumers need to understand whether the policies cover non-contractual damages or contractual damages, and they need to consult their insurance broker with regards to these type of liabilities and ensure that they're properly covered.
So over and above that, I would have sent a smiley face without understanding that I'm actually signing a contract. There's a possibility that my insurance can actually say, no, but you didn't stipulate.
Yeah. Your insurance policy should be very specific in order to include contractual damages as well. And many insurance companies cover non-contractual damages only. So it's very important for the consumer to ensure that they are covered for the specific damages or specific risk that they incur.
Johannes, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and all the best for the rest of the day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home, well, there you have it. Be careful what you send out, and just make sure that when you're chatting to your insurance broker, you've got everything down to the